Lesson 6. James 1:3, and the Amplified says, "Be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience." Or the trying of your faith, it says in the New Living, that when your faith is tested, your endurance or your patience has a chance to grow. Now, let's talk about that scripture for just a minute because, you know, I've always thought if a circumstance comes and it tries your faith, then patience and steadfastness come out. If faith is not there, if what a circumstance comes up against is doubt and unbelief, patience is not going to come out. And so I always think that's an important thing to bring out. You know, when something occurs and you stand up to walk in faith, it will develop your patience. But if you don't choose to walk in faith in a circumstance, if doubt and unbelief is what a circumstance finds when it comes against you or a super kid, then patience is not the fruit that will come out. When we walk in faith and we choose, telling our super kids, choose these things, patience is developed. And then in James 1:4, it says in the New Living, let it grow. Let patience occur. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing, lacking nothing. What does that mean? When you're in a faith fight, you put the word in, you stand in faith, you feed your faith with the word of God and his promises. And patience just shows that I'm trusting in the Lord. And I know that he doesn't lie, like we talked about last week. Jesus said, don't you believe? Oh, you have confidence in me? Where's your confidence in my veracity, my unwillingness to lie? God does not lie. And patience shows that we believe the word of God, that we trust in that. But there's also a spiritual force inside of us to walk in the patience of God. Now, he is a patient individual. He is so patient that he can declare a thing and wait thousands of years to see it happen. He declared in the Garden of Eden to Satan that one was coming that was going to bruise his head. And yet he waited thousands of years to see it happen. And God's patience is in us. And when we walk in his patience, we will see the thing that we believe for come to pass. But you know, we live in a very impatient society. We want our food right now. We want results right now. We want everything right now. Our kids, you know, they don't want to wait for dinner. They don't want to wait the 40 minutes for it to take for the pizza guy to get there. They don't want to wait till Christmas to get that game that they want. They want it right now. We got to go to the store now and get it when they decide they want something. And you know, people tend to think of those two things, patience for dinner, say, and patience in a faith fight. I'm going to be patient and I'm going to believe God and I'm going to just wait till the answer comes and I'm not going to get discouraged. They think of those as two different things. But every fruit on the inside of us, whether it's patience or joy or peace, faithfulness, every fruit must be used to become strong, must be used to develop in it. I love the way my sister-in-law Marty preaches it. She said, you sow it, you sow patience, and you reap it, a harvest of it. And that's the way it is. You choose to be patient, and patience comes up. Patience gets stronger. All of these things are, you can say, they take exercise. Just like a bodybuilder builds a muscle, it takes exercise. So the way you exercise your faith for a faith fight, so that it's strong when you're believing God for something and you can be patient, is to be patient for dinner. Be patient with your parents. Be patient with your siblings. Be patient in all these things. Now, I love to call these things home improvement. You, as the minister of the gospel to those kids, have an opportunity to be another voice partnering with parents to bring peace into the home, to bring patience, to bring obedience. So every chance you get, help mom and dad by encouraging the kids to take these things home and apply it. You know, our kids are doers of the word. Amen. They don't just hear, but help them to learn how to not just let these things be broad concepts. Help them to learn how to be doers, how to put them into action, how to be patient. And then our super kids will begin to exercise these things, and they will become strong and proficient. And mom and dad will see the fruit of having their children under your leadership because they start to see fruit, proof, and change at home.